There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com. This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update
from the 4th Sharjah FDI Forum 2017. Be a part of the 4th Industrial Revolution.
So today's been the 3rd annual Sharjah FDI Forum. It's an investment conference and the theme this year was the 4th Industrial Revolution. Now, Business Breakfast Richard Dean has been our man on the ground, very busy today. So thank you very much for sticking around to talk to us. Firstly, what on earth is the 4th Industrial Revolution, Richard?
Hey, Natalie. So the 4th Industrial Revolution is a buzzword which talks about all these new technologies that we hear about, things like artificial intelligence, things like 3D printing, things like Bitcoin and blockchain, and how they're going to change the world. And on the one hand, they can be wonderful things. They can create jobs, make processes simpler, easier and better, but they can also kill jobs. For example, Mashreq Bank, the boss there, reckons that of the 4,000 people they employ, 10% are going to go within the next 12 months because opening a bank account, opening a new credit card, it's just easier for an intelligent computer to do that. And to be honest, Nat, we've seen this story before, and you and I probably learned about it in school in Manchester, because that's where the first industrial revolution happened in the 17th century. They invented machines that could weave cotton on a machine rather than by hand. It was much quicker, but a few people lost their jobs. And the second industrial revolution was like the light bulb and radio and electricity in the late 19th century. And the third industrial revolution was the silicon chip, the semiconductor, and the birth of Intel and Microsoft at the end of the last century. And now we're up to the fourth one, and everyone's trying to figure out how they're going to change the world. But all of these technologies were hugely disruptive. You know, a lot of people lost their job as a result of them. A lot of people gained jobs and got very rich, but some lost their jobs as well.
I think what's interesting about this is then it's sort of showing us what can happen in the future. It's bringing some of this technology to the forefront. So I guess you had quite a lot of main players, big speakers there today. What did they have to say at the conference?
Well, they were kind of in two camps. So you had the big international tech players there. The regional boss of Facebook was there. We had guys from IBM were there. The guys from Huawei, the Chinese tech firm, were there telling us what's happening globally. But for me, the standout speaker was Her Excellency Sheikha Badour Al-Qassimi, who's the chairperson of the Sharjah Investment and Development Authority. And she's charged with bringing Sharjah into the 21st century. She's an incredibly dynamic individual. And she spoke about enormous positivity about the Industrial Revolution, how it's going to transform not just manufacturing and business. Of course, 3D printing is going to change the way we build cars and tables, but she said education is the one. And Sharjah, we probably don't recognize in Dubai just how much goes on in Sharjah. We kind of think of it as a place where people live if they want to pay cheaper rent and sit in traffic every day coming to Dubai. Well, that's partly true, but there is so much more to Sharjah than that. The universities there are world class, and at one of them, the American University of Sharjah, they've got a tech and innovation lab that they're modeling on things like the Massachusetts Institute of Technology in the United States. So they want education as the fundamental building block of this. If you can train students and kids to be tech savvy and really, really get this, then you'll be one of the players that gets the benefits of the fourth industrial revolution rather than the negative downside, which is the loss of some manual, fairly prosaic jobs.
Or this is something that's been going on for 3 years, the forum. What kind of results are they seeing from this? Because like you said, they're bringing in some major names, some real big investments, the growth in terms of university. What are the benefits that Sharjah is seeing? Because like you said, lots of people think, yes, that's where you live and this is where you come in to Dubai from, but it's a neighbour that we need to be watching.
There are 2,200 exhibits of what Sharjah is getting out of this. That's how many manufacturing companies there are in Sharjah. That's basically, in simple terms, how many factories there are there. There's all kinds of free zones there. Hamriyah free zone by the port. There's the airport free zone. They're building another one out in the desert because there are people building stuff there. Packaging companies, food processing companies. You've got companies making parts for aeroplanes and parts for cars. There's an awful lot of manufacturing there. So they've been really successful so far. They reckon about a third of all the manufacturing that takes place in the UAE happens in Sharjah. So that's the base they're building from. And the results they want is to have the next generation of factories. Because let's be honest, I was talking to one guy who owns a factory that does about $200 million a year turnover, billion dirhams a year in turnover. He said, if in the next 5 years we don't automate our processes and get in more robots and 3D printing, we'll lose about 60% of our business. So that's the goal for Sharjah, to make sure that these factories, because the current factories will be obsolete soon. That we know. They can do two things. They can either become modern 21st century factories with robots and nanotechnology, or they can just wither and die. And getting the right people in the room today is about making sure over the next 2 to 3 years those factories choose the path of modernizing and becoming world-class world beaters.
So you've been kept quite busy today. You've been talking to us, you've been talking to a few of the other programmes, but it seems like there's no one you haven't spoken to down at the event. You were speaking to the boss of Air Arabia, is that right? What did they have to say for themselves?
Well, Adel Ali's a great bloke, and he was the CEO when Air Arabia launched nearly 15 years ago, and it's been a really successful low-cost carrier. But he said in that time, Sharjah has changed out of all recognition. And he says it's now, you don't just look at Air Arabia as an airline. You look at the aviation economy in Sharjah. He says it's about 7% of GDP. And he says, that, and you'll hear him on Business Breakfast tomorrow morning, if you build an airline, suddenly lots of other things just pop up. A hotel for people to stay in before they catch their flight. And then you've not just got people, but you've got cargo in the aeroplanes as well. So you start getting warehouses popping up. And when you get warehouses, people build a highway. And when you build a highway, you need a whole bunch of other stuff. And suddenly, before you know it, you've got this entire economy around the airport. And of course, we've seen it in Dubai. We've seen it in other places as well. And they're seeing it in Sharjah as well. So you've got this manufacturing hub. You've got this aviation hub as well. You've got the port as well. So they like to think that they tick all the boxes, and they're kind of at this tipping point where it's just now all coming together.
Richard Dean, thank you very much for joining us this evening.
You're welcome. Thanks, Nat.
This is a Dubai Eye 103.8 live update.
From the 4th Sharjah FDI Forum 2017. Be a part of the 4th Industrial Revolution. There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.